Welcome to the Daily Path Podcast, where it's all about building an authentic life and business. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and now for today's message. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and today's topic is having a daily routine for success. Have you ever woken up and felt as if you were all over the place with no sense of direction? That's what not having a daily routine that includes the habits you need for success can do to you. And this is assuming that you have a clear vision, because if you don't have a clear vision, then that could be the reason you don't have a sense of direction. If you do have a clear vision and you have figured out what success means to you, then having a routine, no matter how strict or flexible it is, will give your day structure and meaning. You see, in my personal life, anytime I have felt the most lost or as if I had no sense of direction, it's usually when my days didn't include things that were moving me close to my vision and goals. I was choosing to prioritize things that, quite frankly, was not serving me in achieving the things that I wanted to achieve and become the person that I wanted to become. While anytime I have felt sure of myself and what I'm doing, it's because my days did include the habits necessary for me to move closer to my vision and goals. I believe that we all go through seasons in our lives where, because of what we are a part of, we know what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how to be successful at it. And that is through some sort of schedule or routine that's given to us, right? So this could be if you work for the Fortune 500 company and, you know, you go to work every single day, you know what it is that you are supposed to do, why you're doing it, and you have your schedule for how you're going to be successful at it. You have your routine for how you're going to be successful at it. This could be you if you are a student athlete and you go to school every single day and you know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and you have your schedule for how you're going to be successful at it. You have your routine for how you're going to be successful at it. But then we also go through seasons where we may not necessarily have clarity on, you know, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're going to be successful at it. So if you don't have clarity on what you're doing, that's a vision thing, right? Like, what's your vision? When someone's a student athlete, their vision is to either, you know, go play college ball, have their college paid for, perhaps go professional, so on and so forth. If you work for the Fortune 500 company, perhaps your vision is to climb the corporate ladder, eventually run the company or own the company or so on and so forth, right? But then whenever you transition to a season where you lack that clarity, I would say, number one, getting clear on your vision is going to be the most important thing to do. Like, what is it that you truly want? Because before you can really obtain it, you have to know what it is that you want. And I think there are times where we may obtain something that we want before knowing that we want it. But like in those cases, I would say that that is a degree of luck, because in more times than none, we get out of life what we put in. And so if we don't know what we want, we're not going to put in effort that's going to get us that thing, but rather we're going to put in effort that's just simply going to get us something. And being that we don't know what we want, it won't be that thing. It'll just be some random things. Like when you look at people who seem as if they don't know how they got to where they are in life, usually it's because those individuals don't know what they want. Or perhaps those individuals know what they wanted, and somewhere down the line, they started operating from a place of desperation, and then they lost awareness or clarity for the things that they wanted. And now they're more so just spread thin, and they have no sense of direction. But at the end of the day, if we are to live a purposeful life, we must live an intentional life. If we are to build a life by design, we must be adamant about getting clear on what it is that we want, why we want it, and then last but not least, how we're going to go about being successful at that thing. What's going to be the schedule or routine that we're going to execute in order to be successful at that thing? Which brings me to the question of the day. Where in your life, across body, being, balance, and business, do you need to be more intentional about your daily routine for success? Today, I would like to share three thoughts I have about creating the best daily routine for success. And to be clear, from one person to the next, routines will change. They will look different. There is no routine that fits all. So I'm not going to tell you what your routine should be, but rather some things to consider when creating the best routine for your success. So my first thought is there is more than enough time in a day. That's my first thought. There is more than enough time in a day. One thing I struggled with early on in entrepreneurship was balancing everything that I had on my plate, from being a new father at the time, trying to get everything right, to building my online business, being in grad school, wanting to better my fitness, giving back to my community, and trying to grow my relationship with God, quite honestly. With everything I had on my plate, it always felt as if I did not have enough time in a day to get to everything. And this was so much of a challenge for me that at one point I decided I would sleep 4 to 5 hours per night so I could create an additional day each week. And I did that for longer than a year. So while this may have worked initially, after doing it for longer than a year, my body began to shut down and I had to make the conscious decision to be my best without compromising my health. So what was my solution? I shifted how I perceived time. That was my solution. Instead of viewing the day as if there wasn't enough time, I began to view the day as if there was more than enough time and I had to invest my time more wisely. I believe that if we view the day as if there isn't enough time, we will operate from a place of scarcity and lack instead of operating from a place of gratitude and abundance. My second thought is to make your routine simple. As they say, complexity is the enemy of execution. So the goal is to only include things in your routine that is an absolute necessity while doing everything else more so on occasion. Now, it is important for me to tell you that accepting that each area of life may not get the same amount of time each day is okay as long as each area of your life does receive some time each day. And this was a struggle for me as well early on. I would feel bad about spending 8+ hours working each day while not having the same amount of time for the other areas of my life. And then I began to accept that every area of my life may not get the same amount of time. And that's okay as long as every area of my life get the time and attention it needs every single day. So for me, when it comes to body, I like to work out early in the morning and eat according to a meal plan that gives me energy to win the day. For being, I like to pray first thing in the morning before I get out of bed, read a devotional before I work out, and meditate after I work out, which is right before I start my work day. For balance, I have a daily conversation with my daughter about her day, how she's feeling, and what she's learning, which usually includes a fun activity that her and I get to do together. And I also make it a point to call a different family member or friend each week to see how they're doing. And then for the area of business, I record podcasts, do massive outreach, conduct client meetings, and continue education. So while it may seem as if I have oversimplified my schedule, the reality for me is that I love to wake up knowing exactly what I'm doing, and most importantly, only doing the things that matter most, which brings me to my third thought of the day, protect your time. That's my third thought of the day, protect your time. There is no secret that whatever you dedicate time to will expand in one way or another. So in layman's terms, we should only give daily, weekly, and monthly time and attention to things and people we want to grow with. One thing that has helped me in doing this is viewing my time like a bank account. I want you to imagine if your monthly expenses was $4,000 a month and you make $10,000 each month. That would mean that after you paid all your bills, you would have $6,000 left over. Now, you could do several things with the remaining $6,000. You could trick it all off into liabilities, or you could invest it into assets. Or perhaps let's say you decide to spend $2,000 out of the $6,000 to treat yourself and put away the remaining $4,000 to get ahead for next month. The point is, based on how you decide to use your money will determine how you impact the quality of your life. By always tricking off your money, you could potentially put yourself in a position that requires you to spin your wheels hustling every month to take care of yourself while managing your money more wisely could put you in a position to get ahead and live more freely. How we spend our time is the exact same way. You could trick off your time on actions, behaviors, and people that don't serve you and ultimately prevent you from having the quality of life you desire, or you can manage your time more wisely by investing it in the actions, behaviors, and people that would serve you and ultimately helps you obtain the quality of life you want. Now, the reason I think viewing time as if it was a bank account works for me is because oftentimes we think there is no harm in wasting time, when in reality, there is more harm in wasting time than there is in wasting money. Like, you can always give back money, but you will never be able to get back time wasted. And for the person or people who will say there is no such thing as wasting time because you can always learn a lesson, I would argue that making the same mistakes over and over again because you aren't applying what you're learning is when you begin to waste time. Like, we all learn from, or we all have to learn from bad decisions and mistakes that we've made. Like, that's life. But making the same bad decisions and mistakes while expecting a different outcome is a bit foolish and, quite frankly, is wasting time. So my question of the day is, where in your life, across body, being, balance, and business, do you need to be more intentional about your daily routine for success? If you haven't already, connect with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Jonas Jr. and send me topics that you would like for me to cover here on Daily Path Podcast. And if there is an entrepreneur you think I should interview on the show, send me a DM and we will see if we can make it happen. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. Until next time, have a blessed week. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Daily Path Podcast. If you would like to launch your own podcast show to expand your reach, grow your network, and sign more premium clients for your business, visit dailypathacademy.com to learn how we can help you launch an impactful podcast that changes lives around the world and acquires high-ticket clients for your business. That's dailypathacademy.com.